I'm Tracy Ellis, and this is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. School boards, not the legislature, should make decisions about schools. Republican Senators John Braun, Ron Mazzal, Mike Padden, and Phil Fortunato made that point recently in response to a Democrat bill that passed out of the Senate that mandated a certain amount of recess.
We have continued to march down this path where the state legislature becomes the state school board, and I just think that's harmful to our districts. We have relatively rudimentary tools at the legislative level. We cannot react in a way that's responsive to individual communities and shape school policy curriculum in ways that reflect the community, and we shouldn't try.
When did the legislature become the school board? It's been said many times that the best government is local government. And I think that we're violating that by once again superseding the power of our school boards and our administrations.
Why have local school boards if the legislature is going to become the great school board in the sky, which we've done in a number of areas? Local control usually works best. These are independently elected individuals, and that's who ought to be making these decisions.
We need to make sure that we bring this down to local control. That's really what this is all about. One time I asked, how many regulations does the state of Washington pass down on to the school district? That number was 1,477, and that was 5-6 years ago. So how many more of it?
Senator Shelley Short has a bill to rein in the state superintendent of public instruction.
The bill is important for one reason and one reason only, and that is to reinforce and bring back local control of our school boards to our communities, to their schools. That's where the decision-making has to be. And we can only see in recent years, not just with the legislation that the Democratic majority passes and has signed into law, but also the examples through COVID, where the superintendent, I think, abused his position at the behest of the governor to come in and say, well, you're not doing this correctly, or you're doing it in a different way, and we're going to fine you, or we're going to threaten to withhold funding. And the school boards who took the right steps to represent their communities ultimately had to walk that back because of those threats. He should be helpful, not hurtful.
Senator Brad Hawkins is the ranking Republican on the Senate Education Committee and a former member of two school boards.
There's a big philosophical divide right now in our school system. I believe that we support local control of our school districts. It sort of came about when the state force-fed the comprehensive sex education law onto the voters a few years ago. There are more bills that are coming through the pipeline to do that. Basically, there's one school of thought in Olympia where some legislators want to essentially be the school boards for all of Washington State. They want the legislature to do that role. I don't. I want to recognize the school boards for what they are, which is local government entities, much like cities and counties. And they are elected as leaders from their community to make decisions on what they feel is in the best interest of their communities. So we have 295 different school boards across the state. I support them. I support their efforts for what is in the best interest of their communities. But like I said, there's a tension right now among lawmakers, and many lawmakers want to mandate more and more things on the schools. Also, what I've noticed is there is a incremental and sometimes pretty aggressive expansion of services that the school districts are providing. It used to be that the academic function was the primary function of the schools. But right now, what I've observed over time is school districts are now either being asked to do so much more, expected to do so much more, or the state is mandating more and more. But now, and we've kind of observed this during COVID, school districts are providing student meals, multiple meals a day, childcare, social emotional supports. Some school districts, including in our region, are providing healthcare services in the schools as well as academic services. And it just is getting to the point where it's costing more and more to fund education because of all these services. And it's becoming increasingly difficult to differentiate where a school district's responsibilities end and where a family and community's responsibilities begin. And it's kind of an interesting situation right now. And what I noticed was when I started the legislature in 2013, we had the 2012 state Supreme Court McCleary decision that we had to deal with related to basic education funding. And we made significant investments at the legislature over multiple years, over multiple budgets to fully fund basic education in our state. And then the Supreme Court acknowledged that, yes, you met that requirement. But ever since, school districts continue to say they're not funded enough, and they continue to ask for more and more out of their property taxes and their school levies to do more and more. And what has happened is back 2012 to 2013, the average per student amount of funding was something in the neighborhood of $8,700 per student. Well, now it's over $15,000 per student. And yet a lot of school districts are saying that they don't have enough funding. And there's a real challenge that exists. And I don't know if we'll ever be able to fully fund education in our state if we're trying to deliver all of the community services through our school districts. It's really challenging.
The Elephant in the Dome is the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis.